Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
I'm going to be there, man.
The Good Fight continues with Dr. Bob next Saturday at 11 a.m. Get your friends and family to join us.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio. AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to work.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this. You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying, that if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay, well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pig, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
It's that time of year when all the creepies, ghoulies, and ghosties start coming out at night, and you get invited to a costume party. So whether you plan on rolling as a zombie or some other scary creature of the night, your one-stop shopping destination is Costume Holiday House. It's at 851 Bethel Road, near Olentangy River Road. Costume Holiday House is locally owned and open year-round for all your costuming needs. Planning on a costumed political event? Costume Holiday House has Barack Obama and Mitt Romney masks. Going to a party with your posse? Why not show up as the Avengers? Costume Holiday House has all the latest superhero costumes. See their entire inventory at CostumeHolidayHouse.com. Or call them at 451-0772 to reserve your costume now. Costume Holiday House, 851 Bethel Road. Call 451-0772.
Meatpackers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpackers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include a 10-pound bag of chicken leg quarters for just $9.90, thick sliced rind-on bacon $3.99 a pound, in-cut pork chops just $2.49 a pound, and Virginia baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meatpackers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meatpackers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
I'm Tim Morris. Join me this Sunday night on the Vinyl Vault for our Halloween special.
Join us as we celebrate the macabre, the strange, the bizarre, and downright silly. It's Creepy Classics on the Vinyl Vault this Sunday night, 9 to midnight, on the new 1580s Vinyl Vault.
The all-new Days Inn Airport location is now open at 750 Stelzer Road. Their dazzling atrium features an indoor pool, jacuzzi, authentic Mexican restaurant with a full bar, and live entertainment on weekends. They have free Wi-Fi, a business center, a workout room, complimentary continental breakfast, and banquet and reception facilities for up to 275 people. They feature clean, spacious rooms at mid-scale prices. For room specials, visit daysinn.com or call 238-9010. Brand new and open right now, Days Inn Airport, 750 Stelzer Road.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Welcome to the Blue State Diner with your host, Michael Allwood. Come on in, sit right down, and fill up your cup. No comment card to fill out. Just give Michael your feedback right now by calling 614-821-1580. And now, here's Michael.
Thanks, Rick. Sitting in here in the old Blue State Diner today with my friend and companion, Roy Turner. Roy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm all right. Mike, how you doing?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Right.
You were sick earlier this week, and you missed the Big Ed show on Monday.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed at that, too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I'm going to try and play a few cuts from that event on Monday. It was at JP's Barbecue. We want to thank the people at JP's, Carol, and all her people at JP's Barbecue for helping us out and catering that. People really enjoyed the meal that they had from JP's out there. Lovely place. It was really cool. We had great weather. Ed flew his jet right up to next to the gate there at JP's, and he got off the jet right there at the gate, and I took everybody out to the gate to greet him outdoors. Of course, it took everything I had to get people back in afterwards. They were accosting Ed, you know, wanting to get their picture taken. I said, folks, there's going to be time for this later. Let's get back inside and start this over. And in fact, our first speaker, I'm hoping will be sitting with us very soon. That's Franklin County Commissioner Paula Brooks, who we expect at any moment. But it was a long week for both of us. I know on Sunday, I had to get up very early to go and be on C-SPAN on the Washington Journal show with Steve Scully, and that was an experience. I was kind of unprepared. The producer of the program contacted me and said he wants to talk about what people are talking about on talk radio in the swing state. So he had a talk show host from Florida. He had one from Virginia, and he had me. And the producer said he just wanted to ask me about what people are talking about. And I said, okay. He said, and then they have call-in questions and blah, blah, blah. So I did not realize that they intended for me to answer all the the call-in questions. And I was actually, it was a half-hour segment.
Wow.
And I was not prepared for it, but it went well, and it was fun. But then later on Sunday, because it was going to be the day before Ed Schultz came. Kenny Pick came in town, right. And Tom Schaefer came in town, and so they did a live version of Turn Up the Night from the studio, and of course I was involved in that too.
I'm very disappointed I wasn't there for that. They asked me to come to the show.
Yes.
Oh man, that hurt my feelings.
yeah, we were actually expecting you that night, so and when you didn't come, we were disappointed you didn't come. But that was the night we had Brad Friedman from Brad Blog, who called in, and Brad and I had a pretty long discussion about Bob and Harvey's story that people had just heard about in the previous hour in Fight Back. And so let's go ahead and let's hear the beginning of Ed Schultz's appearance at JP's earlier this week.
We got a lot of work to do, no doubt about it. I want to thank all the folks at the radio station here in Columbus that have done such a great job of keeping good liberal talk on the airwaves in this part of Ohio, which is so crucial. And so we're just on our way back to New York to get ready to cover the third and final debate tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty intense. You know, foreign policy, and it's going to be a real tough for President Obama, I think, to keep a straight face with all that experience that Mitt's got in foreign policy. And it's really going to be a challenge when he looks over at him and says, you know, this guy actually put his dog on top of the car. How many of you heard that story?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. When I go around, I ask that. About half the people have heard the story, and the other half of the people can't wait to hear it again. And it's been out there.
Well, I do apologize for the audio quality isn't quite what it could be, but we'll get back to more of Ed's appearance at JP's Barbecue at our town hall on Monday. And one of our guests that was at that event, in fact, the very first speaker other than myself, the very first speaker we had that day is here with us in the studio now. It is Franklin County Commissioner Paula Brooks. Paula, it's good to see you again.
Hi, Michael. Great to see you again. That was a beautiful day. It was wonderful
Welcome
him.
Yeah, it was. Well, I could do this, but I really want to hear it from you. I personally think you have done a marvelous job as one of our commissioners. And I know, too, that while you've been in office, Franklin County has made some great strides. And so what I'm asking you is tell people about your record as a commissioner, if you would.
Oh, thank you, Michael, for that opportunity. I am currently at the very end of my second term as a county commissioner. And, you know, we've kind of seen it all. When I became a new commissioner in 2005, I walked into a situation where we were facing a looming $60 million deficit. And we took steps to shore that up and to set policy partnerships with many different communities here in Franklin County. And those include Working for Children. We have this great partnership with Nationwide Children's Hospital. It's called Better Birth Outcomes, yielding clear, good results in terms of reducing the number of premature births in our community. So important. That can just be devastating to a family. In fact, my family experienced that when I was a child. My mother lost twin sons, and it was horrible. So I always remembered that, and I've tried to you know, work on policies that I, you know, understand, and I know my colleagues Marilyn and John also do as well. We've also put a great deal of effort into environmental sustainability. I grew up on a farm. And we learn not to waste anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what sustainability is about. A couple of years back, again, when I was a new commissioner, I learned by reading about and also meeting an architect called Gunter Pauli. And he has been a worldwide, almost missionary about zero waste. And I think as we get into our situation with changes and the economy. We have to always remember wasting is not sustainable.
Now, did you engage him for the building downtown? I remember in 2008.
Yes, we did. Exactly. We brought him in. And we brought him in as a speaker. He's worked with our Solid Waste Authority of Central Ohio, and I've served on that board several times. But he inspired me to really push forward when we built our new gold LEED courthouse to focus on not wasting. And, for example, that new gold LEED courthouse, which is the only one of its kind in the entire Midwestern United States, the first at the county level in the, I believe, in the entire U.S., we will save 25% on our energy cost. And how great is that, right?
And that's over like a 20 or 30 year period.
It is. Yeah. It is. But of course we build public buildings like that to last 50 years, 75 years, some even 100 years. Mm-hmm. If you do it right, they last. And again, that reduces waste. So it saves taxpayer dollars, sure, but it's also about environmental sustainability.
Sure. Yeah.
And I want to share with your, if I could, with your
sure.
listeners. Just 2 days ago, we had a phenomenal day out at the new bison watching center at the Darby Creek Metro Park. Amazing. We worked in 2006 to bring all of the jurisdictions in Central Ohio together who have the Darby Creek within them. So that's Columbus, Hilliard, Prairie, Brown Township, many of the areas on that west side. And we all came to the county auditorium and signed off on an accord that agrees to manage the development and not develop in the wetland areas and despoil that great Darby Creek. So now I just urge everyone to get out to that metro park. It's amazing.
How many bison are there?
There were five there that day, and they're going to add to the herd. But there's also an amazing experience for children that awaits families who go out. And that's that there's a learning center that overlooks the bison watching area, and it's all indoors. And the Metro Parks does a great job. They have recreated a pristine creek, just like, you know, the Derby Creek.
Right.
And it's a hands-on experience. There are critters in that creek that are from the actual Derby. And there are naturalists there that can explain everything. We had the West Broad Elementary School there that day helping open it. And the children were just thrilled. And they went from the outdoor ribbon cutting to inside where there are scientific, you know, tools and equipment. And it's just an enormous opportunity. It's an investment in our next generation. And that's what the commissioners are about as well. We get very involved through Job and Family Services and, of course, Children's Services, as well as child support enforcement, in making sure that our next generation is supported and has every opportunity possible to reach their full potential.
I think that's really cool, and I know the lovely Veronica is listening today, and this is making her happy. She's a preschool teacher.
Oh,
and very recently she's been putting an emphasis on getting her kids involved with nature, and she's very, very pleased at how they take to it, and they get very excited about these things. And I think that that for, you know, a certain generation younger than us, people did not engage so much. And I don't think there was an emphasis for many years. People were playing with their Nintendos and things like that. And they these things are so important. Like you said, you grew up on a farm, and I myself have been keen on nature for forever. And I love that sort of things. I love wildlife. And by the way, I wanted to tell you another story before I forgot. Many years ago, I lived in Albuquerque, and there was a place. It was out on the west part of Albuquerque, but people used to drive by there all the time because this a man there had a pretty large ranch, and he had a herd of bison. And I found out later that the reason he had the bison is because they were protected. And he actually, his land was tax-free because he had a herd of bison on it. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's like you can get a tax exemption for your land if you house bison on it.
Interesting.
And I know that Darby doesn't have to worry about that sort of thing. But It's a great addition to the Metro Park system. And speaking of which, how close are they to that Three Rivers that links up all those parks on the trail?
Other folks have asked me about that. It's very nearby. In fact, that portion of the trail, I was there when that opened this mm-hmm. summer with many elected officials who are really supportive of that. And so I would you can actually drive into the Bison watching mm-hmm. area, take your bike with you, and pick up the trail right there. So it's really going to be awesome. And one of the reasons I'm mentioning this is because this is another little jewel in our tremendous tourism industry here in Central Ohio. Since 2005, we have grown that industry from $5.2 billion, that's billion with a B in Franklin County, to a $7.8 billion industry. And why does that matter? It matters because that relieves $1,900 of every Franklin County family's tax burden. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so your listeners out there, tell your friends, your neighbors, your family members, come and visit, stay in our hotels, come see our ecotourism opportunities. We also were participants in, as county commissioners, in the development of the Grange Audubon Nature Center downtown. There are just so many things we've got here. And the Lincoln Theater is in a great gem in our urban core. And if you haven't been there to see a show, you got to get out to that beautiful, beautiful Lincoln Theater. We participated. Mayor Coleman asked us to get involved with that, and we opened the Lincoln Theater in 2009. So we have a lot of assets here that I'm very proud of, and I'm proud of the work that we've done to bring jobs related to that tourism industry, and it's just the best.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to take a break, Paula, and you're going to stay right here with us, can you?
Absolutely.
You can do that?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So we want to do that right now, and we will be right back.
More of the Blue State Diner coming up after these brief messages.
For top quality flooring at great prices, make the logical choice. Logical Flooring. Why drive all over town visiting showrooms when Logical Flooring will bring their warehouse to you? Logical Flooring offers laminate, wood, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and Armstrong flooring, plus a huge selection of carpeting. Logical Flooring delivers a great selection of flooring products and installation services with no gimmicks, just great prices. Actually, their gimmick is their great prices. But don't just take our word for it. See what their many satisfied customers are saying by checking out the testimonials at logicalflooring.com. Family owned and locally owned with over 20 years experience, Logical Flooring is also a progressive-minded Christian-owned business. Visit their new Grove City showroom and warehouse opening August 1st. Just off I-270 and Harrisburg Pike at 3455 Center Point Drive, Unit I. Or just stay home and have their hands-on owner come to you. Visit logicalflooring.com or call 679-6408 today for an appointment. Logical Flooring, 679-6408.
It's that time of year when all the creepies, ghoulies, and ghosties start coming out at night, and you get invited to a costume party. So whether you plan on rolling as a zombie or some other scary creature of the night, your one-stop shopping destination is Costume Holiday House. It's at 851 Bethel Road, near Olentangy River Road. Costume Holiday House is locally owned and open year-round for all your costuming needs. Planning on a costumed political event? Costume Holiday House has Barack Obama and Mitt Romney masks. Going to a party with your posse? Why not show up as the Avengers? Costume Holiday House has all the latest superhero costumes. See their entire inventory at CostumeHolidayHouse.com. Or call them at 451-0772 to reserve your costume now. Costume Holiday House, 851 Bethel Road. Call 451-0772.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges?
Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
I'm Tim Morris. Join me this Sunday night on the Vinyl Vault for our Halloween special. Join us as we celebrate the macabre, the strange, the bizarre, and downright silly. It's Creepy Classics on the Vinyl Vault this Sunday night, 9 to midnight, on the new 1580s Vinyl Vault.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this. You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay. Well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pig every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
We're back in the Blue State Diner. Here once again, your host, Michael Allwood.
Thank you, Richard.
And sitting with me now, Franklin County Commissioner Paula Brooks. Paula, thanks for being here today. We got lots to talk about, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Great to see you.
It's good to see you. As always, looking lovely in blue. It is certainly your color. It's one of my favorite colors as well. But anyway, you said there's a lot of things you want to talk about, and I'm going to let you pick the subject right now.
Well, you know, we touched on early learning, and we've been working very hard with many different groups around Franklin County. It's so important that every child enter kindergarten and be learning ready. Columbus City Schools have engaged in a project they call Ready, Set, Learn, and we've been a funder of that. And that's to ensure that when a child enters kindergarten that they know their letters, numbers, and colors, and that they know that you read a book left to right. And it's just critical. You know,
unless you're reading Hebrew.
Well, that's true. Yeah. There are a few of those alphabets that are a little different.
Now,
yeah.
How are you facilitating this? What actually happens to make this happen?
Well, with Ready, Set, Learn, there's a reach out in the Wyland Park area. It's mm-hmm. kind of a model area that if it works, it will get expanded. And we need to expand it in several areas, not just Columbus City Schools, Southwestern City Schools, too. And it engages parents with their children very early to just, walk through those developmental steps and ensure that the children, again, know their letters, numbers, and colors and reading and have actually held a book. There are children in our community that have not held a book when they enter kindergarten. So I just want to do a shout-out to all the preschool teachers in our community because they do such a fabulous job. We've worked with United Way. We've worked with Action for Children in their Step Up to Quality program. And we have to do more and more because what we're doing is wasting the emotional life of that child when they hit kindergarten and are faced with these tremendous challenges. And, they're not able to keep up. But we're also wasting dollars and expecting our teachers to accomplish much more than perhaps their suburban counterparts And we're not, as a result, able to have our children learning or job prepared when they graduate from high school because they're behind. So let's all, you know, everybody can help with this. Every single person in our community can give a child a book, can share a book with a child, can help just by, hey, what's that number? What's that color? You know, we can all be helping with this.
By the way, when you say hasn't held a book before, do you actually mean that literally?
Yes, absolutely. As commissioners, we have been given that information. The Ohio State University has been engaged with a local family foundation on distributing age-appropriate books, and we participated in that at one time. So, you know, literally every child should hold a book before they enter kindergarten,
right? I agree, and I'm happy to say that we have the lovely Veronica on the line right now. You're on with Franklin County Commissioner Paula Brooks.
Hello, Paula Brooks. I met you briefly at Schultz. Thank you for showing up. That was amazing. I'm a preschool teacher. I work in a very small daycare that caters to all underprivileged children. And we recently got our Star 1 for selective quality.
Very good.
And I don't know if you said it, if you did, I'm sorry, but Head Start quality is available information to anyone.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyone.
I didn't mention that, but that is absolutely true, and they do a great job.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have been with children for 25 years in some capacity, and my head still explodes with the things that I learn and that I know, I didn't know with regards to children. And yes, my kids have some threes and fours come to our daycare and go, oh, I can actually hold this book because they've never been allowed or there weren't any in their home. I'm interested where I can gain information to Ready, Set, Go. I'm in Whitehall, but I'm sure they would share something with me that I could share with parents.
Absolutely. You can contact the Columbus City Schools Board of Education.
Okay.
This is their program, but it also has engaged the private sector, the Ohio State University, and we are funding it as well. And if you just want to call our office or go to our website, shoot us an email, you can get in touch with me that way. And we this is all about collaboration. We work better together in this community.
Right.
And sharing
those
results is critical.
Absolutely. It's so exciting. So much I could talk to you about, but you're on the air. So thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for your shout out to the preschool teachers.
Well, thank you for everything you do. It's so critical. You know, there's a Nobel laureate, Nobel Prize winner, a Dr. James Heckman from the University of Chicago. I mean, no bastion of liberalism there, okay? And he has literally studied this issue over the last 10 years and shown that there's a 10-to-1 return on investment for early learning. So I just want to ask all of the listeners to spread that word. Every child should hold a book before they enter kindergarten, and every child, we got to teach them their letters, numbers, and colors, right?
Oh, yes, and what's fun is teaching them when they don't know they're learning. That's
exactly
my favorite thing to do.
That's great, Veronica. So true.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See ya.
Well, that was fun.
It was fun. You can see why it's fun to be a county commissioner. It's so rewarding. And, you know, we touch on so many different things, the environment, our children, tourism and jobs. And, you know, but there are some very serious issues here. We manage $1.2 billion in terms of our budget. And we have some serious issues related to neighborhood security. You know, the sheriff has the only countywide jurisdiction in terms of law enforcement. So he has the ability to cross the Columbus and Grove City and Prairie Township lines. And that's another important thing for me. I want our children to live in a neighborhood where they can go outside and play safely, where mom knows, hey, I can send my child out in the backyard, everything's going to be good. So that's another extremely important issue for me. And I know recently there's been a lot of discussion about some, and let's get a little political here.
I was just going to say, I know that you wanted to talk about a couple of things, and let's start with the importance for everyone to get out the vote.
Absolutely. Every vote counts. I won my first election in local government by 6 votes after 3 recounts. So, you know, we have made it so easy this year to go to 1700 Morse Road and very convenient parking. Take your whole family, friends. I'm going to go there on Tuesday around 1 o'clock. Maybe noon to one or so, and vote. I'm gonna, and I'm just doing a shout out to ask folks to join me then, because it's so much better to vote early. Don't leave this until Election Day. Come vote early. You know, we funded this as county commissioners this year to make it convenient. And even if the weather might be a little bit bad, as they're reporting, we have a nice little inside area as you enter. It's just like going to shop at Kohl's because it was an old Kohl's store. So you can just step right in, stay out of the inclement weather, and join me on Tuesday. I would really love to see you there. That would be awesome.
Well, I've already voted.
All right, Michael. So, yay.
So Veronica and I both have already voted.
That's
so
great.
So there's no need for me to go. Let me ask you if you know anything about this. I understand I was on Turn Up the Night last night, which through the miracle of time travel will be heard on WVKO tomorrow afternoon. But I've heard that a lot of right-wing factions have set up shop just outside of the 100-yard or whatever it is barrier there is for the early voting place, and they're making a big show of things like their anti-abortion stuff is always is this true? Do you know about this?
I've heard about it, but don't be deterred. They're there. Just walk in and have fun casting your ballot. Everybody has a First Amendment right to free speech, and that signage is considered a First Amendment right. But, you know, it has nothing to do with going in and voting.
Right. Well, somebody was saying, I think it was Kenny Pick, who was saying if people feel intimidated by that, they should call up the Teamsters and tell them, I'm a little afraid of these people. Would you escort me to...
Oh, I hadn't heard that. That's actually
the polling
good.
Place?
Yeah, don't be... There's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
The site is very secure. They're standing there and probably shouting out. You know, that's, again, they have a First Amendment right to do that. But, you know, you have a First Amendment right not to listen. And just walk on through. It's very easy to park there, and they're not allowed to accost anyone, to grab you, to even shove anything in your hand. That's not permitted. You don't have to take anything. Just go and vote. It's your right to go and vote, and it's an easy experience. We're not worried one bit. We want everybody to get out there. In fact, that's the best way to show them that you're not going to be bullied.
And do you think, and I know we talked briefly about this, but this is an important election in terms of women's rights, is it not?
It really is. And, you know, I want to say, Michael, a lot of folks, you know, it's going to be a big, long ballot. But I want your listeners to know local government matters. At the very end of the ballot, we have Issue 56, which is the senior options levy.
Right.
For 20 years, that has been listed on the ballot as the senior services levy. You won't find that language this year. So remember that 56 is senior options. It's at the very end. So it's critical that when you vote, go all the way down through that ballot and make sure you vote for local government. You know, I've been very concerned as a woman. I, years ago, worked in the Ohio Attorney General's office, and I directed the Women's Law Project. And we tackled many issues at that time. We tackled the issue of rape. We tackled the distinction and elements that would be prosecuted through state law. And we tackled the issue of domestic violence. And here we are again. You know, I just want to say that a rape pregnancy is no gift to anyone. And it's been very disturbing to hear that kind of rhetoric. Rape is not a gift. It's a crime. And I just want to say, women, get out there and vote. You really need to understand that everything that is prosecuted at the local level. Make sure you go all the way down that ballot.
By the way, I want to talk to you a little bit more. Can you hang on through a break? And I want to talk. I have got a guest coming up, Joseph Higgins. He's the author of Hello, Anyone Home? And we're going to be talking to him briefly. And then I want to talk to you some more about these issues, because I know there's more that you want to say, but I got to take one more quick break. And we will be back.
Michael's serving up more of the best talk in town right after these fine businesses pick up the tab.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay. Well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
A woman's touch tree care.
Timber!
The ash borer is wreaking havoc on yards all over Central Ohio, and they have to come down. Are you in need of quality tree care? Then we know who to call. A woman's touch tree care. They can handle it all. Tree removal, thinning, deadwooding, brush cleanup, stump grinding, storm damage, trimming, shrub care, and just about anything you need done for landscape management. See what a woman's touch can bring to your tree care. Randy Mobley, proud owner of A Woman's Touch Tree Care, brings quality service, quick response, and very reasonable rates to the business of tree care and landscape management. Here's what one satisfied customer has to say.
I called several companies to schedule estimates, and half of them didn't even return my calls. Brandy Mobley called me back the same day. She was thorough in her estimate, and it was very reasonable. She explained ways that I could save money on the removal. Her honesty was greatly appreciated.
Ever wonder what a woman's touch can do for a tree service company? Let Brandy show you. Call 614-732-1061 to schedule your free estimate. That's 614-732-1061.
I'm Tim Morris. Join me this Sunday night on the Vinyl Vault for our Halloween special. Join us as we celebrate the macabre, the strange, the bizarre, and downright silly. It's Creepy Classics on the Vinyl Vault this Sunday night, 9 to midnight, on the new 1580s Vinyl Vault.
We're back in the Blue State Diner. Here once again, your host, Michael Allwood.
And we are back, and we are with Paula Brooks in the studio, but we also have a guest on the phone, Joseph Higgins. He's the author of Hello, Anyone Home? Joe, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Just fine. And I wanted to have you on because, you know, we're coming up on Halloween here pretty soon. And in your book, you talk about spirits visiting the home. It's not exactly a ghost story, but it's pretty close to one. What's your book about?
Actually, it's a guide on how our deceased loved ones try to contact us through the use of signs. And there's been millions, you know, tens of millions of people that have some type of contact after a loved one passes over. And I just talk about how the whole process works and kind of make it, you know, down to earth for the average person and kind of take away the woo-woo value of it.
The scary, spooky value of it?
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, people kind of like to dress it up and make it really scary when actually it's a natural process.
Well, what kind of manifestations are we talking about? Describe how it happens.
Well, a lot of times it happens where people might get signs like through smells like perfume or cigarettes or cigars. My dad passed when I was young, and he came through. I used to smell cigars around all the time, and no one smoked in the house after he had passed. And so a lot of people get some type of sign like that when they're thinking about a loved one, and it happens, you know, a few times, and then they start to realize, am I going crazy, or is this really a sign from my deceased loved one?
Any other kind of senses that might be engaged?
Yeah, they're very good with electricity. They're very good with music. You know, sometimes people that are related, a very strong connection with animals, like certain birds or something like that might show up, like in the middle of the winter that you don't usually see, you know, unless it's summertime. So, but they're very good with, you know, sometimes it's coins people find, The big ones are usually electricity, music, with favorite songs that come on the radio, and the smells, and sometimes flowers.
Did you say flowers?
Yeah. Some people smell like roses, or they might smell a specific type of flower that their mother or their grandmother really enjoyed. So it's anything that connects the person that had lost a loved one to their lost loved one, and it's something personal. So, I mean, if someone came through and that he didn't like flowers or something like that, like my dad, you know, he liked flowers, I'm sure, but, you know, he would come through with a cigar smoke or something I would recognize. Mm-hmm. My mom might come through with roses because she grew roses and she loved roses and she had them all over the yard. So it depends on each individual, but that's how they'll make that connection, something that you will recognize.
How often do you hear of these stories from people?
I hear from them all the time. All the time. I heard one last night. And someone had lost their father about 3 weeks ago. And they buried him, you know, in his casket. They had a ball cap on him, and it had a big E on it. I think it stood for some, you know, high school or college football team or something like that. But when the kids were growing up, the father always said the E standard for eternity. So they were thinking about him yesterday because it's been a couple of weeks, and everything's quiet down, and this is a time when people start to reflect about their losses because, you know, all the, you know, family's going home and things like that. And this lady was a guard for the school, and she was standing there letting kids cross the street or something. She looked down on this manicured lawn, and there was this piece of paper and it had big, bold letters in red, E.T. or something, and it caught her eye. So she let the kids cross the street, and then she came back across the, you know, came back and picked up, and it was a brochure in big, bold letters that said eternity. And, you know, it wasn't like a Starbucks cup of coffee, you know, or something thrown out. It was from some church that was like 60 miles away, and it just happened to be right where she stands every morning, and she'd just been thinking about her dad that morning and the hat with the big E on it. So something like that, it's kind of like, and she said, thanks, Dad. She got it right away. But there are millions and millions of people that have these stories and have these connections.
Well, I want to ask you about something that's not necessarily related, but sort of kind of is, and that is I've never really had any experiences with any kind of ghostly apparition or anything like that, but I used to live in this one particular apartment, and we had a counter with bar stools, and every now and then I would feel, I would think one of our cats was brushing by my legs. But I would look down, and they weren't there. But I could feel a cat, and it would always be in the exact same place. And I always felt the cats rubbing up against me in the exact same place. And I thought, was it like a ghost cat? What? I mean, I can't explain it, but I know it happened to me.
Well, the thing is, I mean, there are animals on the other side. I've had people come up to me, you know, other mediums, and say, you know, Joe, I just saw like a dog, a big black dog, jump on your lap or something. And my dog was, I had a black lab and had passed away a couple of years before that. So, you know, we know that animals do cross to the other side. Now, in that specific situation where you were, sometimes energies stay around certain locations. And I think in that case, maybe that there was a previous cat in that location. If you didn't own one personally, you know, some other time, it was probably related to that location. But you can feel, sometimes, you know, people feel a loved one might be around because they just feel like it's going on one side of the face, or almost like a brush of fresh air that comes by. So you might have actually, you know, felt that in that particular situation. But that could have been related to exactly the location you were in.
That was my impression, actually. I don't know why that was, but it was. Well, listen, Joseph Higgins, where can people get your book, Hello, Anyone Home?
They can go to my website, joehiggins.com, or they can go to amazon.com and they can type in Hello, Anyone Home, and they'll bring up my books and all my new stuff coming up. But like I said, on my website is joehiggins.com.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot and for taking some of the scary out of the spirits this Halloween season.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, Paula, we only just briefly brushed over, and not to transition so rapidly, but we don't have that much time left. But I do want to get back to talking about the importance to women in this election. And, you know, golly, just recently, believe it or not, Mitt Romney has been out there on the stump trying to sell people on the fact that he would be better in terms of women's issues than Barack Obama. And, in fact, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but one of the things that I talked to Steve Scully on the Washington Journal on C-SPAN last week, he asked me about this very thing, and I said, you know, the president signed the Lilly Ledbetter Act. The first act that he signed into law was the Lilly Ledbetter Act. And when asked early in the campaign about the Lilly Ledbetter Act, the Romney campaign didn't seem to know what it was. And Mitt Romney has not yet said whether or not he would support the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Clearly, on that alone shows us that the president will be far better on women's issues than Mitt Romney.
Absolutely. And I would just also recall for your listeners what the president said about women's issues. Women are becoming the breadwinners in the family more and more. And these aren't just women's issues. These are family issues. When your family is not able to gain a parity in a woman's paycheck, it's hurting the family. And, you know, many of us have fought hard for economic parity for women. And that just means that a dollar's work is a dollar's work, whether you're a man or woman. And I don't care who you are. Certainly, if you're a woman and you care about equal pay, you've got to consider that in your vote. You've got to consider that. But even if you're a guy out there, let's say that, you know, you're a spouse, you're a brother, you're a cousin. Come on, guys, isn't equal work and equal pay just the right thing? If the coin were flipped, people would be flipping out.
absolutely.
<You know?
laughs> Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I have never understood how anybody with any sense at all would think that that's okay to pay a woman less simply because she is a woman.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, we've come a long way. But in a sense, we haven't. Just this morning, I heard that women with bachelor's degrees only earn 82 cents for every dollar a guy, you know, with a bachelor's degree earns. I don't understand that because it's the same work. You should get paid the same. And we've worked very hard. I've had great mentors. Governor Dick Celeste I work for, and we conducted a study and made sure the state classifications were not pink-collar, you know, dead ends. We've done that same classification modernization in county employment. And as an employer in the private sector myself, I made sure that that we had good wages that were fair for working women. So I think, you know, we have to understand as a society we're losing baby boomers. That means that we're going to need all hands on deck. And if you want good workers, you got to pay fairly, and that means equal pay for equal work.
But that's not the only women's issue there is. I mean, one of the other points that I've been trying to make is that Mitt Romney has stated outright that he wants to get rid. In fact, that's the way he said it. He wants to get rid of Planned Parenthood.
You know, a lot of women get their basic primary health care at Planned Parenthood. I don't understand this battle. A couple of years ago in 2009, we funded, as county commissioners, a program at Planned Parenthood that advised teens and 20-somethings on how not to get chlamydia. It's a horrible disease. Horrible disease. In fact, the irony is, if you get chlamydia, it can render you sterile so that you can't have a baby. We had people come in and protest us funding Planned Parenthood, and I said to them, do you understand that if you get chlamydia, that you can be sterile, okay? No more, you know, of your issue,
yeah.
Because it's a non-starter. So, I don't understand this. We've somewhat lost our sensibility for what's right on these issues. Women need to make their own health care decisions. I want my daughter to make her health care decisions. I want my great-niece and my niece to make their health care decisions, period. You know, government doesn't need to be in
Paul's our, getting fired up
yeah.
in here.
Well, government doesn't need to be in this business. Leave this to the private person. That's what our rights are about.
I'm not kidding. Paul's getting fired up. I've never seen him so fired up. You know, you think about this also, Paula. Very likely, the president in the next couple of years is going to appoint probably two Supreme Court justices. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is shrinking before our eyes. She's going to be stepping down soon, I think. Certainly one and probably two, perhaps even three. Golly, do I want Mitt Romney to be the guy who appoints to the Supreme Court? He's already said he is not in favor of Roe v. Wade.
Well, I don't want to see that happen. I think it's imperative that Roe v. Wade be the law of the land, which it is right now. And, you know, many of us lived during a time when there was not a Roe v. Wade. Health care was not available for women. Women's lives were imperiled. And, you know, I implore your young women to understand what's at risk here. You know, women actually were thrown into jail. The story of Alice Paul. Go back and do a Wikipedia search on Alice Paul. She was thrown into jail for weeks in Washington, D.C. because she marched for the right to vote. I mean, how far can this go? You know, we have young women in Pakistan, Malala. Go look her up. She's fighting for her life in England now. She was shot in the head on bus in Pakistan because she was fighting the Taliban. You know, we stand for more than that in the United States of America. We have to stand with our women, our young women, all of us who care about these issues here. Let's not kid ourselves. Rape is not a gift. Rape is a horrible act of violence.
Yeah, that Murdoch fellow who's running for Senate.
Who it's sad to see Mitt Romney stand beside. What in the world? And even, you know, I hear Josh Mandel apologizing for him. That's outrageous.
Josh Mandel is outrageous, if you ask me. But I do want to touch on something real quickly that I don't think has been talked about enough. So many of these anti-abortion people, I don't know what makes them think that by outlawing abortion, that they will stop abortion. It'll just mean a return to what we had in the days prior to Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, and I think President Clinton in the past has said it so well. Abortion should be safe, but rare. And in fact, the data show that since Roe v. Wade, abortions have actually decreased. And, you know, we none of us want that. We want families to have their own personal rights, and we want children to be born into safe, loving homes. That's what I want for our community.
I've often said that, you know, if you're an anti-abortion activist, I would like you to show me the records of how many children you've adopted, because you just want to make more unwanted children in the world. If you want to, by preventing abortions, that's the only result of that.
Michael, I respect a person's rights, and I believe I've met many people who are not that they are anti-abortion, and they have deeply held religious beliefs. I respect that a great deal. I'm asking, you know, really that respect be returned. I think this is a very personal right and a very personal belief-driven situation. Let's leave it that way. It's a private matter.
One last thing. Tell people why they should vote for you. I mean, I could tell them.
Well, yeah. Gosh, I'd ask them to draw their own conclusions. I've tried my best to work for our children, to protect us, to create a safe and secure environment that's a sustainable environment. I love what I do. I love our all of God's creatures, our children, our pets. And I've worked my best to create jobs. And by the way, we're down to 5.8% unemployment here in Franklin County now. We've worked with the private sector. We've worked with Mayor Coleman. We've worked with our great suburbs and townships to drive that unemployment rate down.
That's well under the state average.
It is, and the national. So we're very proud of that. We've just increased exports, we've heard, from 2011 to 2012 by almost $1 billion. We're on the move here. And things are getting better. We got to do more for people that need to retool their skills because we're in a knowledge economy. We're in a technology age. So I would like the opportunity to keep on working on all those things.
Well, I sure hope we get you there. You certainly have my vote. I've already voted, and I voted for you.
Thank you, Michael.
And I hope everyone else does, too. Paula Brooks, Franklin County Commissioner, thanks for being here today.
You are welcome. This was fun.
All right. Great. I want to thank Roy Turner, my associate producer here, and my pal as well. Thank Rick Shepherd for his fine voice work, and we'll see everybody next week.
Enjoying the best dish in Ohio here at the Blue State Diner with Michael Allwood, a production of Talk 1580 WBKO. Make sure to join us next week at noon. No reservations required here at the Blue State Diner.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to run!
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling...